CH News Center time is 7:51, third Thursday of each month. We check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, representing Greenwich and parts of Stamford, New Canaan. And good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to have you weigh in on something everybody seems has weighed in on, the Project Veritas video with Assistant Principal speaking there. What are your thoughts about this and on the investigation?
Well, it's deeply saddening and shocking, I think, for people all across our town. I'm a product of the public schools in our town. We love the public schools in our town. We love our teachers. And what that assistant principal was describing for 12 minutes on that video was a total offense to our schools, our parents, our students, and our teachers, who believe that our schools should be focused on teaching a very high level of academic curriculum, and that they should be totally absent of any prejudice or any political agenda in the classroom. So it was an extremely sad and disappointing day, but it also requires action and leadership. And I think our first selectman calling for a investigation that's fully independent of the school district, not just to ensure that Mr. Boland is sees kind of a just outcome, but also to ensure that there is confidence in our schools and that we understand to what extent stuff like this was allowed to happen. So I think First Selectman Camillo called for the exact right approach in terms of investigating that we need in this town.
Now, apparently the Attorney General, if I'm reading it correctly, would like release of the whole video, which Project Veritas is resisting. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I haven't seen the full response and the full request by the Attorney General. So I do want to resist opining about that. I do know that the Attorney General's initial response to the situation was extraordinarily flippant, and so, you know, his track record on the issue wasn't as positive as I think other people from his own parties was. I think most Democrats, especially most Democrats, who are just regular people and not in politics that I've spoken to, were extremely disturbed by that video. I don't think this should be a partisan issue, but the Attorney General's initial response to the video was very, very flippant, and people can look it up. And so I'm a little concerned about the vantage point from which he's coming here.
When you say flippant, in what way?
It basically I would invite people to Google the exact quote, but it basically underplayed the significance or the severity of the situation. It doubted kind of the veracity of the situation, whether Mr. Boland was doing anything at all. That was his response basically the day after it happened.
All right. Go ahead. Finish up.
No.
That was it? Okay.
I don't remember the exact quote.
Okay. Let's move on now. You're on the Finance Revenue Bonding Committee. Let's talk about efforts to try to rein in costs with tax relief for families and so forth. What's happening there?
Well, as you know, we're facing a 40-year high in inflation in this country, and one consequence of that is that there's been an enormous cash windfall to the state government coffers of every state, and so almost every state has embarked on tax relief in order to compensate people for the enormous rise in costs that they're facing. So our caucus, our Republican Senate caucus, introduced a $1.2 billion tax cut that included an income tax cut and a sales tax cut this year in order to return the money that people are being taxed because of inflation. So unfortunately, that was rejected by the leadership in Hartford. But listen, we're still focused on delivering whatever relief we can. In the long run in this state, we understand that we need significant tax reform and tax relief. We're still the second highest tax state in the country, and that requires simplifying our tax code, reducing our tax rates, but also ensuring that spending is in check, because ultimately you tax what you spend. Unfortunately, the budget that was passed, mostly along party lines this year, increased on-budget spending by 7% and total spending by 11%, which is totally unsustainable and which could cause future tax increases in the out years. So we need to be careful with our spending, and we need to try to provide tax relief wherever possible to middle-class families.
Earlier this hour, we spoke with the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. Yesterday, they released Transform Connecticut. Have you heard about this? So, do you support it if you have?
I think the CBIA is a very respected and intelligent organization. I only glanced at the pledge. I was one of only a few who did not, a few in my party who actually chose not to sign it 2 years ago. There's a couple of requirements that I think are a little bit, concern me as being a little bit too, interventionist on the part of the state government. But the CBIA is a very good organization, and I was very proud to score 100% on their scorecard for economic growth and for my voting record in my first year in office. So I'm not exactly sure. I haven't looked very thoroughly through the pledge, but I do think the CBIA is a very good organization, and I was very proud to score 100% on their voting record this year.
All right. Finally, I guess you played the bipartisan softball game to raise money for food banks. You played baseball at Greenwich High School. Any hits? How'd it go?
Yeah, I only went 1-for-3, so that was a little disappointing. But I pitched on the mound and closed out the game, so that was a fun way to relive the glory days. But it was a great cause. The governor, Ned Lamont, and Bob Stefanowski both had teams in the game, and it was a lot of fun. And most importantly, we raised $20,000 for the largest food bank in the state. So it was for a good cause, and it was very successful.
All right, little Shohei Ohtani, you were a pitcher and a hitter. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks, Senator, for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month. Take care.
Thanks, Don. Have a good one.
That's Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.